You're listening to This Woman Can, episode 36, How to Make a Career Pivot. Welcome to This Woman Can, the women's leadership podcast and your source of information related to women's leadership, female entrepreneurship, personal success and career advancement. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, executive coach, leadership development expert, and the author of This Woman Can, the No Bullshit Guide for Women Who Lead. And now, this week's episode. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of This Woman Can. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, here to share with you some knowledge along the way. I'm always delighted to have you join me, and I always hope that you take something away from the show. I would love if you could support me a little bit further, not just by listening, by subscribing, rating, reviewing, and sharing the show on your favourite podcast platform. That way everybody else gets a chance to listen and I get the word out to far more women. Now today I want to talk all about how you pivot in your career. I've been fortunate to have many incarnations of career, and over the past few weeks in my client meetings and also the women I've been interviewing for my podcast This Woman Can, one of the questions I've been asked is how did I successfully, one, pivot in my career and also almost live the dream by moving from the UK to the Caribbean? Now, I don't have all the answers, and I can only speak from experience and share with you my experience of pivoting my career over the number of the years. And let me give you a couple of points that I would have used to when I've considered changing careers. The first thing is actually considering my transferable skills. What are the skills I have that I've gained throughout my career that I can use to do a different job? So that's hobbies, sports, life experiences. Can I use in my next job or my next career? What drives me? What are my strengths? What makes me tick? What makes me get out of bed in the morning? The second thing is understanding my personal brand and recognizing that you have a reputation, what you put online, who you are, what you exude, your character, your professional lives, all that relates to your own personal brand. And understanding your personal brand goes a very long way for you having a successful career pivot. You're more than just appearance, you're more than just how you look. Your personal brand talks about who you are, what you stand for, and how you add value to any situation. So take some time to really understand what that looks like. The third thing is a big thing. It's about embracing the fear. We are absolutely petrified of making that move. And that's often the reason why people stay in careers and jobs far longer than they should do. We worry about what's going to happen. We don't change jobs. We don't take the risk. And if we embark on the entrepreneurial route, how we'll be able to make money to feed our family without a regular income. And we assume, or we kind of get in our heads, that we might fail. Now, you want to embrace that fear because it's a sign that it's something excites you. Take control of the steps of the fear, have a process, do your homework, do your research, have some clarity as to what the next move you want to make is. There's no guarantees that it's going to be right, but at least you're going there far better informed and lessen the fear that you have and have a smooth transition. The fourth thing before you take a leap is actually think about, is it the actual role that you have a problem with, that you're challenging, you need to change from? Or is it the actual industry or the organisation you work for? Because early on in our careers, we often do jobs because we need the money, not because we're passionate about them, it helps us, it fulfills us. It's because we just need to pay the bills, quite rightly. So have a look about where you are in that particular aspect. Is it the job? Is it the industry? Is it the company? Reach out to people. Reach out to people in your network and find out more about some of the stuff they do and see if they can teach you, if they can hire you to learn the ropes. If you feel like, okay, I don't want to work for anybody anymore, and I got to that point, definitely got to that point, but if you feel like you want to go and you want to go it alone, you don't want to work for anybody, you want to be an entrepreneur, test it out first. Do you have a side hustle? That, you know, it's not just about bringing extra cash when it comes to a side hustle. It's about acclimatizing you to the fact that you're going to have, probably going to have a new job. And when I started my coaching practice, I was working full time. I was the CEO. And yes, it was very demanding, but I took a couple of clients on because I knew I wanted to be able to know that I could attract clients, that I could deliver what I said I was going to deliver. It'd be something I want to do full time. And I still had that financial cushion. So consider doing what you want to do as a side hustle before taking the full plunge and, you know, tweak it as you go along, you know, iron out the glitches before you launch footlong into it. If you're unsure what the next move is, you know you want to change. There's something deep inside of you. You're thinking, I know I'm not happy doing what I'm doing. I don't feel the passion. I'm not fulfilled. I'm a big believer that just because when you're at school, the only time, I'm a big believer that just because you're an adult doesn't mean that you don't need career counselling. Doesn't mean that you need to talk to somebody about what your future looks like, what you need to do. So consider talking to a coach, somebody like me, who can guide you through some questions that you need to consider. And alternatively, open your heart and your mind to what the possibilities are. When you're feeling lost, being open to new possibilities means you're more likely to come across opportunities that you would never have thought out before. So just be open-minded about it. If it's a case of that you love the job but not the hours, you know, you're working too hard. Again, I was in a situation where I love what I was doing, but wow, was I exhausted in the day? Too much work to do. And there was a time in the past where if you wanted to freelance, it was a shortcut, it was a code for you can't handle a real job. But thanks to millennials, technology, lots of people have had multiple jobs before they reach the age of 30. And if you want to move into this from project to project because you want the variety, you want to control your hours, you don't have to worry about having that stigma of being a job hopper and losing your reputation. And if you want to transition to freelance work, make sure you keep your network intact, you maintain your relationships. These can be proved to be invaluable when you're looking for freelancing work. Make sure you update all your social media platforms that you're available for work and make the transition smooth and actually ask people if they need your services. People forget to do that. Next is not to listen to the naysayers, but do have the right expectations. People always have an opinion about what you're going to do. They always have an opinion. And if you're about to leave a job, I remember when I left my career, corporate career, I had the local newspaper calling me to ask me if I'd been fired. They didn't think that somebody could actually make that decision to move from their career. But it wasn't the fact that I just did that headlong. I actually had a conversation because it's gonna hit your ego really, really hard. So make sure you understand why you're doing what you're doing. Make sure you understand what you're getting into. Be prepared to work incredibly hard to make that jump. Be patient, be realistic. And when you make that move and want to get into a new role, get into the right mindset because you're going to become a brand new employee. And so you need to be fluid, you need to be optimistic about it. Last couple of things are, the thing I'd say is have the right conversations. As I said, people always have an opinion, so make sure you have the right conversation with the people that matter. Your partner, your close friends. People will question, they'll naturally question because they feel protective of you. They want to make sure you're not doing the wrong decision, making the wrong decision. So make sure you talk to them again. You may not always get their support, but at least you can get their understanding. And you can agree to disagree, but the bottom line is that it really is your decision. And lastly, as I said, remember, all in all, it is your decision. That's the last thing. All that really matters is whatever decision you make is a decision that you've made for yourself. No one can live your life other than you. It's got to be your decision. So most of all, if you're feeling that way, don't give up. Do something you love. Life is far too short to be stuck in a job that doesn't fulfill you. And have a plan. Make sure you have a plan. Don't just say today, well, I'm giving up my job, I'm off. Make sure you actually have a plan as to what you want to do. So I hope you found that information useful. Now, if you're struggling and thinking, yeah, it's not just my career, Janice, it's more about my life in general. And I'm seeing that happen a lot more with women of a particular certain age. We've lived our life, we've raised our children, and now we're thinking, now what? So if that's where you are, I've got some fantastic news for you because my This Woman Can Mindset Reset 30-day challenge is now open, and I am looking to help women just like you, women who want to make the next move in life. We've reached a time where everything, we're ready to make that change. We want something to be different. We're comfortable in our skin, but we feel stuck. We want to make that next move. We haven't got a passion we want to follow. We don't have a purpose. And it's just making getting up in the mornings just that more difficult, because we're pulled in 100,000 directions. We're unsure where to begin. We hear in our voice that this is what I want to do, but we hear in our heads, you can't do that, but I'm really bored of the status quo. So the This Woman Can Third Mindset Reset 30-Day Challenge is for you. And I want you to know that you are not alone going through the feelings you're going through. There is a solution, and you're in the right place to work with me. I want you to head over to my website, thiswomancan.coach, to find more details. And there's the opportunity for you to win a free entry into the program that starts in August. Now, the program I'm offering is worth $800, where you get 30 days of guided prompts helping you make a decision about what you want for your future, plus the opportunity to participate in group coaching. And it's free. It's a chance for you to win it. All you need to do is create a 2-minute video of yourself answering a couple of questions, and then send it to me at info@janicesutherland.com. Now, what do you need to answer? You need to tell me who you are. Who are you? How would you describe yourself in this video? And why are you applying? And describe what your ideal reinvention would look like, what your new life would look like. It's that simple. A short 2-minute video sent to info@janicesutherland.com. If you need more information, just follow me on social media, Instagram and Facebook. I am Janice Sutherland. Now, I really would love to work with you. It's a fantastic program. I have women going through at the moment, and the results are brilliant. Their lives have been changed. They're taking on new activities, challenges they never thought they'd do before, new careers, new lives, and you can do the same too. So head over to my website, thiswomancan.coach, for more information, and send your video to me, Janice Sutherland, at info@janicesutherland.com. Until next week. And remember, it is that simple, because if I can, you can, this woman can. Until next time. You've been listening to the This Woman Can podcast, brought to you by This Woman Can, the no bullshit guide for women who lead, available on Amazon and Kindle. For more information about the training and consulting services offered for women who lead, including one-on-one executive coaching and group masterminds, visit thiswomancan.coach.